Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We are two sisters in fiber. I like that. Two sisters in fiber. It's a really succinct way of describing we're nuts, and we like fiber and each other's company. Coming to you from Winnipeg, Manitoba, I'm Jocelyn.
I'm Diana.
And hopefully this week we're going to cover some fibery goodness. Diana, my dear, why don't you let everybody know what we're doing before I derail us anymore?
This week we are covering what's in our cup, cool threads, woolly workings, yarn on the go, wool gathering, and events.
Snow!
Yes, there's more snow.
But it was going away, and now it's back, and it looks more wintry.
It does look more properly Christmassy.
Wintry!
Because we're into proper December now, so everybody's got all their stuff up, so yeah. It's like, it's good, proper Christmassy around here.
Yeah, Shannon was driving me around the other night, because she can drive, she's a girlfriend of mine. She's coming back in from her trade show that I did last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I went and sold soap. Apparently I'm a very good soap seller, if I do say so myself. I sold a lot of soap. It was kind of frightening how much soap I sold. I sold soap to people who didn't come in to get soap.
Apparently, excellent.
I'm a really good soap seller.
So maybe we should try the soap thing.
I don't know. All I was doing was knitting behind the table, so I have no idea how that encouraged people to buy soap, but it really did. So, okay.
Sure.
I'll take it. But when she drives me back, because she's just out of town, we always sort of do that tour. We try to catch the Christmas lights and displays and stuff that have gone up. So I've been able to see some of the really decorated houses in the city.
Oh, nice.
She's so pretty. So pretty! Oh, if I thought I could convince someone to do that Winter Wonderland Drive thing that's out at the X-Grounds.
Yeah.
Oh, I would totally want to do that. But it's always quite busy, so.
It is.
Most of the people I know don't have the patience for it, which is fair.
We used to do that every year, actually. So we had some friends that would come in from out of town. We'd go for dinner at, like, Olive Garden, and then we'd go drive through the lights.
Ooh, that's fancy. Olive Garden. I like them breadsticks. I can't really eat anything else at the Olive Garden, but I can eat their breadsticks, and boy, do I ever.
It's either Olive Garden or Red Lobster,
because
they're right next to each other, so yeah. It kind of...
I like Red Lobster because I can have their lobster and salad, but I can't have their breadsticks.
Interesting.
My food allergies are weird. But yeah, no, we're sitting at, it was getting up to a minus 6 today, and we're overnight, so like minus 14 to 18 Celsius, so we're still really mild.
As far as Winnipeg winters go, yeah.
So I'm really enjoying it. But yeah, we got some fresh snow, so everything looks nice and wet.
Yep. It's all nice and slippery again, because they didn't plow the sidewalks very well, as usual.
They never do. It's the thing that comes with winter for us. But we were going to discuss what's in our cup.
Yeah. So we went for a little jaunt down the street.
Because you're up for jaunting.
Yeah,
I guess that's... announcement. You're doing well.
Yeah, 1 minute health update.
Mm-hmm.
I had surgery last Tuesday. And it was 1 week ago today as we are recording.
On the Tuesday.
And I'm doing really super well. I was at the hospital for a grand total of 8 hours and they kind of looked at me and like, yeah, you're doing great. Get out of here. And I didn't have to stay overnight or anything.
You know what? That's a sweet way to be.
By Friday, I was up and making my own tea and breakfast, so I am doing fantastically.
Which is good. That's always the best way to do it. We also learned something else this week. Jocelyn should never eat cookies without reading ingredients lists.
Oh, yes. You got poisoned from a cookie.
God, it wasn't intentional poisoning. It was an unintentional poisoning because of my stinking food allergy. I just want to be able to make pre-made cookies and eat them.
You want your cake and eat it too?
Yes, I do, dang it. I want to be able to eat sugary things like regular people. Pout. Pout. It's fine.
Segue into what's in our cup.
Yes.
You have a sugary beverage.
I have a super sugary beverage. We went to two coffee shops today because one coffee shop is just not good enough for all of us. And I've just noticed Christopher's hot chocolate is sitting right there. I should go take it to him.
Oh, it's empty, actually. It's an empty cup that's sitting next to me.
Then never mind. I don't have to worry about it. I have a very big, because I don't understand the concept of small, peppermint mocha latte from Starbucks. I get it with coconut milk and extra hot.
Very nice.
Mostly because you can double heat up coconut milk without scalding it, and it tastes quite good, and it also means it stays warmer for longer.
Fair enough.
So I did that with all the sugar in the pumps and all the other stuff. No whip, but yes on the chocolate shavings. Which melt into the peppermint mocha latte.
Ooh.
Because there's no whipped cream between them and the shavings.
Nice.
Yeah. And we stopped at Little Sister, so you can grab some coffee.
Yeah, because I saw on Instagram they were brewing up some snow emergency from Dogwood Coffee Co., which is the local roaster here in the city.
It is.
And it's quite nice. It's light and I think fruity is the right word, but it's barely acidic at all. Like, not even.
Yeah, all I can taste is peppermint.
So, yeah, I'm just drinking some Black Snow Emergency from Dogwood Coffee Co. Oh, I also got a cranberry ginger spice donut, which I believe Little Sister gets their donuts from O'Donuts.
I'm thinking so, yeah.
It's either that or Bronuts, but I'm pretty sure they get from O'Donuts.
I think it's O'Donuts is where they get theirs from, yeah.
Yeah, so cranberry ginger spice donut. So freaking good.
I had a warmed up oat bar. Doesn't sound tasty, but it smelled good, didn't it?
It really did.
Smelled like honey and oats. Oh, wait, that's pretty much all that's in it. Just why I can eat it. Oh, man. Hey, we're making plans for Christmas Eve dinner so that listeners can have an idea. I'm allergic to corn, which, I kid you not, just go pick a random food item in your kitchen. Like, press pause, go pick a random food box or canned item or a drink, even a tea package. Odds are pretty good you're going to run across the word corn. Or anything attached to the word corn or the word dextrose, which is corn sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Diana has learned over the last 4+ years of friendship that it's in everything.
Freaking everything.
Everything.
So if I want to serve something with a sauce, I have to make the sauce myself.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, that's how that works. And this is my life, so I don't think anything of it. It's how it's always been. We're getting ready to do a big dinner for the family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only weird food allergy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so dairy intolerance is fairly normal in all adult humans. We're not really supposed to be drinking cow milk after a certain age. So a lot of people struggle with dairy. We don't really count that. People who shouldn't be having it know better. They avoid it.
Yep.
My dad and his brother are both diabetic.
Okay.
My cousin Barbara, who shares the name with my mom, who's also named Barbara. That's right. There's two Barb Douglases coming over. One just happens to be my mom.
Okay.
Is celiac.
Okay.
So that's an extreme allergy to gluten.
Yeah.
That's fine. My brother-in-law's best friend is also celiac, so we've been cooking for celiac for years now. So this is, for us to host is such a non-sequitur. Like, we can totally do it. But we also have a family member who's allergic to mushrooms, one who's allergic to eggs, one who's allergic to most yeasts.
Okay, so far you can serve them the turkey.
We don't do turkey because nobody in the house but me likes it.
Oh, okay.
What we do is a gluten-free sweet and sour spare rib.
Okay.
Of which we need, there's 14 of us, we will need 4 sets of, like, the double sets of rib racks, and we will have to have ham and chicken. Because one of our family friends, who's an uncle who isn't an uncle, can't have pork.
Right.
So we've worked out a food menu. I have farmed out all of the necessary things. Cousin Barb, I was like, dude, you know where to get the best free gluten-free buns. She's like, I do. I'm like, you're on bun duty, ma'am. There will be some judgment going on here, because if anybody should know a good gluten-free bun, it should be the woman who has to eat gluten-free buns. Yes. Yes, I should. So she was going to do that. I'm on dessert duty, because I know how to make. And because of the corn allergy, most of my stuff's already down to basic ingredients anyway. So to flip my oats from non-certified gluten-free to certified gluten-free oats, which just means they've been made in a factory where no gluten is present.
Right.
So they're not mixed in with the oats, since oats themselves are gluten-free.
Right.
So then I can make her oatmeal raisin cookies, and I can make haystack cookies. And if I make haystack cookies with, and this is a father particular, as a child, I wasn't really supposed to have chocolate, just... I didn't do well if I had chocolate. So I grew up eating haystack cookies, which are essentially shredded coconut, oatmeal, lots of sugar, and cocoa powder.
Okay.
I grew up eating them with carob powder, which is a substitute for cocoa, because I didn't have the same sort of attention issues. I was a hoodlum on chocolate. Like, I couldn't have it as a kid. I was just a right royal pain in the keister. Wow. Couldn't have it. Thankfully, I grew out of it, and I eat chocolate all the time. But my dad is used to the carob powder. So last year when I made them with cocoa powder, he was upset because it tasted funny. So I have to go buy carob powder because dad prefers carob powder. And I make them diabetic friendly by making them with fake sugar instead of real sugar, which is easier on the insulin takers in the family.
Right.
So making them gluten-free at this point is really not that big of a deal. This is my life, folks.
Everybody is complicated.
Feeding my family is really complicated, so I'm super excited to come over to your the sister's house, because obviously we're with brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going over to her house because they've bought a house. We're going to do the first Christmas there, which makes super sense since she's got the small little ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to Bill's turkey. Because, yep. Boy, do I love turkey. And boy, do I never get any. I just really want turkey.
I totally understand. My turkey consumption doubled when I started dating Chris.
Yeah,
because totally they do Thanksgiving and Christmas turkey.
Oh, I was so jealous.
And my family never did Thanksgiving.
I never get Thanksgiving turkey because Mr. B's not available to go out to the cabin, so I'm never there. Pout.
Oh, pout.
And I love turkey. He's like, you want to be there with that many people? I'm like, but turkey.
Yes, but turkey. And it's I think we fine. Had like one pie per person this
yeah.
last year.
Yeah, I totally could have gone. I would have added an extra dessert in the mix.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have stopped because it would have been the only pie I could have eaten.
We had like one pie per person plus cookies and cake.
I know. Where was Great. I? I'm the huge sugar consumer. Where was I? Stuck in the city. Because Mr. B wasn't available to go.
We'll work on that.
It's just that's how his work is. That's fine. It's not the end of the world. I just need to convince Bill to leave extra turkey at home so that I can have turkey at Ben's, at their house while they're gone.
That's a thought.
That's what I need to do, is I need to somehow win Bill over to my side so that he leaves extra turkey in the fridge and tells his son that it's for me.
Ah.
I just have to make Bill like me more than Mr. B. That's still not going to happen, but I'm going to give it a try, because turkey's on the line here, folks. It could happen. Oh, you don't know.
Do you want to get into some cool threads?
Sure, we could actually talk about knitting, because this is a knitting yeah. podcast.
Yeah, so, yeah, we have some cool threads.
We do have some cool threads, because it's wintertime.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I have my woolly socks on, because I finally got those out of the wash.
Which is good, because that needed to happen. It is woolly sock time.
It is. Very much so.
Sorry, Diana was probably looking at me, because I had an owl face. I stretched my toe the wrong way, and it popped.
Oh.
I've broken my big toes enough that... That's actually a problem for me now. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Fine. I'm broken. It's a thing.
In even bigger news, I blocked my Wonder Woman shawl.
I know. You got all the science. Science!
Science was done. Before and after measurements and pictures, those are all on my Ravelry project page, which will be linked in the show notes.
We should definitely make it the picture for the episode.
Oh, yes. I have a nice before and after picture as one picture.
Because it grew 4 inches in length and 5 inches in width?
8 inches in length.
Okay,
and
sorry, yes.
I think 5 inches in height.
Yeah, like it grew a lot.
It got a lot bigger.
It was so cool to see the pictures.
So, yeah, that'll be.
It inspires me to pick mine back up again.
So its scarf's even better now.
Scarf's even better now, yeah. If we went with the technical term.
Yeah. Scarf's so good.
Woohoo!
And then
I'm so glad you got that blocked, because I really wanted to know how much it grew in. Like, it grew a lot.
I still haven't washed the hat that I dropped in a puddle.
Oh, well.
So I've been wearing my Lindsay Slouch? Lindsay Slouch, thank you. That's the whole name of it.
Yes, it is.
And then, of course, my ever-present woolly mittens that I didn't actually make myself, but whatever.
That's fine. I have a pair of woolly mittens I haven't made that I wear all the time.
My mom was visiting yesterday, and she was wearing... What was she wearing?
I don't know.
The Susie Rogers reading mitts that I made for her a couple years ago. And, oh, she has that giant hooded scarf that...
Ruined you for cables.
Ruined me for cables. She was also wearing that.
Oh, God. I'm glad your mom's getting use out of those things.
Yeah, she's very knit-worthy, so she gets a lot of my knits.
My mom has been wrapped up at home in her crocheted blanket I gave her, because she has a really bad chest cold, guys.
Aww.
My poor mommy is very sick.
Aww.
Sounds awful, and insists on talking to me on the phone. She sounds like she's like horses crawled down her throat to die. We bypassed frog status. She's just like, Mom, no. Stop talking.
Oh, it's and still she coughs. To laugh like that. A horse crawled down her throat and died.
It's bigger than a horse. Well, you see when the frog crawled down your throat, it sounds like a frog crawled down your throat. Like,
yeah.
Because your voice is croaky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, she's way past croaky. And I'm like, stop. And then she'll cough, and I just feel like my chest aches for her. I'm like,
Aww. Oh,
God, mommy, that's not good.
Aww.
Dad, enough of this. I think he ended up going all over Saskatoon to find her liquid vitamins and immune boosters, because the liquid is better for you than the capsules. Like, it's just better.
Mm-hmm.
And he went all over till he found them for her and bought her a huge supply, and he's making her take it every day, because he's like, you cannot get, she can't, she has a chronic cough, like, at this point, we're doing lung damage whenever she gets a cold. Oh. So it's like, mommy, you can't, she goes in, she comes out with the codeine in the cough suppressants, because they don't give her anything less anymore.
Oof.
Yeah, when you come out at the top rank of stuff, it's not good.
Oof, that's rough.
Yeah, so I'm hoping she's better shortly, because she has to travel. And she's in charge of the cherry surprises, and she says she's been soaking them in adult beverages for a while, so those could be really good this year.
Excellent.
I'm gonna bring some for the adults on Christmas Day. If there's any left.
I will not be offended if there are none left. I understand.
You know what? It just depends on how many she makes and how liberal we are with eating them. That's all. It's fine. I'm bringing my gingerbread pudding cake.
Christmas Which I'm anyway. Super pumped about.
Yeah, I picked up the molasses, so we're good to go. I got my last ingredient, so I'm going to throw it together. And
I get to do some cookie baking with the small humans on Sunday.
Nice!
So I have to figure out what I'm going to do for that. I think I might mix a batch of dough for rolling and stamping, because the rolling and stamping is the part I can't do. I have a stand mixer, so I can just throw everything in, roll it up in saran wrap, and bring it.
But at 5 and 2, rolling and stamping is the perfect thing.
Yeah, that's like, that's all they want to do. They don't want to wait for things to mix set.
No. That's boring stuff. We need to figure out rolling and stamping.
And the magic cookie bars, because that's a graham cracker crust with stuff on top, and then I can just pour the, the condensed milk on top?
Yeah.
Because that's in a sharp can and rubber spatulas and all that. But the kids will have a great time just throwing stuff on it. More sugar!
More sugar. Are you going to their place or are they coming here?
We're all going over to Grandma's house.
Oh! So Mr. B knows everyone's going to Grandma's house?
I don't know. Everybody else seems to know we're all going to Grandma's house on Sunday.
I had no idea this was happening.
Oh!
So I'm going to go with, nobody's told Mr. B.
Okay.
Which might be part of the reason why he gets so grumpy at this time of year.
Well, if he's not there to tell.
Oh, he's home.
Well, he hermits very well.
Yeah, that I can't help you with. He's done that very well since before I knew him at this point. It shouldn't be that hard to find him. He has a bedroom. Go there. Or he's sleeping on the couch. Wake him up.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's happening on Sunday.
Well, okay. Sure. Thanks for letting me know. I guess. This is how things go for me. Watch, we won't say anything, and then it'll be mentioned on Saturday when we're playing D&D, and he'll be totally shocked. He'll have no idea this is going on.
I'll just show up. I don't know if Chris is coming, too. He might be.
Oh, that's funny.
Otherwise, it'll be me in a bag of cookie stuff, and Ben will be like, what?
What? Just so confused.
I think we got off track again.
We did. We were on Cool Threads.
Yeah. What have you been wearing?
I have been wearing my coffee shop shawl. Which is a great scarf. My cat hat. And then it got warm and I put the cat hat away again. It happens. I haven't even pulled out my lightning fast mittens I made last year because it's not been cold enough for me yet. Now I stress the words for me. I have those little thin mittens that you wear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wear those to minus 20. And then I put actual mittens on because then it's cold enough for me to want to put on a mitten. Mm-hmm. I'm weird. I accept this.
It must be nice to be warm.
Oh, well, there's a good half a year where it's not nice to be warm all the time. But right now it's glorious. So I'll take it. But that's what I've been wearing. My kitten has been sleeping on my winter sky cowl.
Those are some very cute pictures.
Ugh.
I do appreciate the Snapchats of the kitten trying to eat your needles.
Not my yarn.
Not the yarn, the needles.
Has no interest in the yarn. I was caking yarn this morning. No. She was busy chasing the knitting needles that were stuck in a project. She has no interest in the yarn whatsoever. Falls over, yarn falls out. She just looks at it, and then she goes after the knitting needle. Like, what?
Fascinating.
Tooth. Cat's insane. Which I suppose is good. It means I don't have to untrain the yarn habit. I've also put a moratorium. I will not accept gifts on strings for toys.
Right.
Because I do not want to encourage it.
Right.
By any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, she also likes to help me bind off. By sitting right in my lap while I'm binding off and trying to chew the knitting needle while I'm binding off.
Excellent. No Sounds like a great game.
It's so much fun for one of us. The other one gets a little frustrated. She also likes to sit right in front of my tablet while I'm watching something and insist on being petted.
Yep.
Or she lies down in front of it, looks at me, or watches the tablet.
Right.
Yeah, so I have a TV-watching cat. Of course I do.
Of course you do.
I don't watch TV, but she prefers Inuyasha. She's not a big fan of Fairy Tail.
Okay.
Cat has preferences at 3 months, I guess. What do I do?
Sure.
Loves Levi.
Mm.
Yeah, when Levi's talking, she's all about the screen.
Excellent.
She won't leave it. She likes watching Levi. It's WTF knitting. Yeah, right now. She's enjoying his Vlogmas. I think she enjoys the changes in his voice when he starts to sing and stuff. Mm. I think that's what's actually catching her attention.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, logically, I know where it's coming from.
But still really cute, though. You should see if you can get some video for that.
I might try to see if I can get her some video tonight, if I can, or in the next couple of days. I left her passed out cold because we did some hardcore playing after breakfast this morning. Mm. Like, belly up, limbs in the air. Out. Ooh. And she's decided my extra large triangle shell is her bed. So, yep. We've made it our bed, and I'm not allowed to move it. Because I get the look. Like, dear heavens. Cat's a very cat.
Well, that's why you made three of those, right?
Yes.
So one could be a cat bed?
So one could be a cat bed. That's exactly why I made three of those textured triangle shells. Oh, man. That was, it's a pattern by Diane Moyer from, and you can find it on the Red Heart webpage. That was a big knit-along we did this year.
Mm-hmm. Mine's still in my basket here beside me somewhere. I keep thinking about it, and, I want to work on it. It's buried right now.
That's totally fair. Whatever. Of Christopher, which probably confuses viewers, my brother-in-law is named Chris, your fiancé is named Chris, so I call your fiancé Christopher, but you call him Chris.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm never talking about your brother-in-law.
Whereas I will talk about my brother-in-law, so I need to separate their names. If he's actually headed back to work the next day or so, then I can take a look coming over during the daytime and I can help you get some of your stuff sorted out so you can access the projects you want. That's not a problem. That's what girlfriends who knit are for, right?
I've got so much stuff to work on. It's not like I need that particular project. I have plenty of stuff to work on.
So do I. Shall we talk about what it is we need to work on?
Yes.
So, shall we do some woolly workings?
Yeah.
Woolly workings.
I'm gonna knock your socks off. I worked on 5 things.
I'm going to show you my page.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah.
Oh, we match.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we match.
So I wasn't going to tell you, I was going to make you read it, because for the record, I'm about 6 feet away from Diana, and she can still read my writing, which tells you how big it is.
It's large, friendly letters.
Large, friendly Jocelyn letters. So we can go 1 for 1 today.
Yes, we can.
How weird.
Okay.
You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
So, you know how I was going to have the knit club presents finished by December 1st?
Of course you were.
I still have a mitten and a half to go.
Please note sarcasm here.
On a slightly more plus side, I took some time yesterday because I finally settled on a pattern because my pattern has been sort of shifting as I knit the mittens.
Okay, yeah.
But I've knit the last 3 mittens the same, so I finally wrote down the pattern.
Oh, good.
So if you're interested in a row-by-row proper pattern, proper-ish pattern, those are in my notes on my project page.
I might go steal that because I really do like those mittens and I'm thinking they'd be really good for my niece.
She was actually, when I was over for Knit Club last, she was mentioning that she kind of liked the thrum mittens with the little hearts. She specifically requested teal thrums.
Oh, she did she?
She did.
I'm so glad she's requesting knitting from my friends and me as well. Wait, gosh, kids demanding.
So these are still 95% the Lightning Fast Mittens pattern by Vintage Hill Vintage and Knits.
It's a good pattern.
Yep, solid mitten pattern that I have modified just ever so slightly to make the thrum spacing work out nicely.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting. Well, I know she's requested teal thrummed mittens. I should probably go get some teal thrumming. And have teal thrumming from here to next Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could just, what you could do is get one of the, I noticed Woolsey Wool has Hedgehog Fibers spinning roving.
Oh, that's right, they do have the roving. I could just get some roving with teal in it and just pull out the teal parts.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then I have spinning. You are a genius, ma'am. Genius. You, me, and Dad might have to take a trip after Christmas to Woolsey Wool.
Oh, that's a dangerous prospect.
For the 3 of us, yes.
Because I'll be looking for a sweater quantity.
Yes, well, and you've seen my dad at Woolsey Wool, and you know what he does for us. He sits in the chair, naps, and watches our yarn.
Yeah.
He's a good man, that dad.
And he is a very good yarn shopper.
And he'll take us for brownies afterwards, because when we walk out, he's like, we're done, and I go, brownies? And he goes, yes, we get brownies. Brownies! I Otherwise, he has to explain to Mom why we came home without chocolate for her.
Right.
He's been blissfully married happily for over 30 years for some very distinct reasons. He doesn't come home without chocolate. He randomly buys flowers, and whenever Mom says he's done something wrong, he goes, "Yes, ma'am." He's a smart man, my father.
Yep.
He was the other day, I was talking to my mom, we were making Christmas plans, and my dad wandered out. She's like, "He didn't even tell me he was leaving." I'm like, "It's lunchtime. He hasn't left. He hasn't gone very far." Mom's like, "God, that Bob father of yours," which is always when I know dad's in trouble. Next time, all of a sudden, I'm like, "What?" She's like, "Your father just walked past with a sandwich in his hand." I'm like, "Well, he couldn't have gone very far, Mom, if he had a sandwich in his hand." Mom's like, "When did he make a sandwich?" I'm like, "I don't know. You were in the kitchen the whole time, Mom. When did he make a sandwich?"
I like the brother's dad.
Oh, yeah.
With his, "Yes, dear."
"Yes, dear."
He does a very good "yes, dear."
Yes, he does. I wonder, "Oh, look, I make the same sound sometimes." "Did you notice, Mr. B?" He's like, "I've noticed your father and I, some father and you sound sometimes the same." I'm like, "Yes, we have the same 'yes, dear' sometimes."
Chris has started doing it jokingly, mm-hmm. especially regarding wedding stuff.
Oh my god, you guys will be so happy when it's all said and done.
Except he does it with the very, like, nasally nerd voice. It's "yes, dear."
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Oh, well. You've done Thrummed Mittens.
Yep.
I have continued work on the never-ending 365 days of Granny Squares.
So close.
Brought to you by Red Heart Yarns and the Soft, and Yarn Utopia's amazing tutorial videos. We're into the Christmas stuff. Oh, I'm so happy. It's so much fun. And I am so close to finishing. I want to be done. I so want to be done. It's going to be so nice to be finished. The kitten even knows Yarn Utopia's voice. That didn't take long. We have a routine. We get up, we feed the cat, we feed ourselves, we do a granny square.
It's a good routine.
It's a good routine. It's our routine. Doesn't work for everybody, but it works for us. So I creep ever closer. I am so close, you guys. I am weeks away from finishing. Weeks.
Mere double digits of days away.
I'm going to start counting. I'm going to do a countdown after Christmas. Yeah, and I might do a daily update on the Instagram with the last 7 days of Granny Squares. With the Granny Square I complete every day for the last 7 days. So we can all celebrate with me when I'm finished. This is going to be so exciting. And I'm putting it away. I can't. Oh my god, I can't. My grandmother has asked if I could make her a lap blanket. And I said, "Can I start in July?" And she's like, "Yeah, no." She's like, "Give yourself a break." Like, I can't, grandma. I need to stop. I'm feeling like I'm going to have, you know, trauma issues from the square concept.
PTSD from Granny Squares.
The next time Red says, "Hey, let's do something," I'm going to be like, "I don't know, lady."
Let's see. Oh, I swatched for the A pillow knit along.
Woohoo!
I wasn't going to bother swatching, but then I'll talk about it more later, but I was teaching our friend to knit, and it was very handy for me to have a swatch to teach with.
Absolutely. So, a swatch is a perfect teaching thing to work on.
I figured I'd go two birds with one stone and do a gauge swatch.
Excellent.
So that turned out fantastically. I washed it and everything.
Oh my, you're a professional swatcher.
Yeah, I was washing a bunch of other stuff anyway, so I'm like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And so I was a little, my gauge was a little tight before blocking.
Okay.
And then I just super hardcore blocked it just to see what I could make it do.
There was some aggressive blocking going on?
I very aggressively blocked it.
Okay.
And now I'm a little too loose of a gauge.
Okay.
So what that means is I can just knit it and block it as big as I need.
Yep.
So that's perfect. Now I am ready to cast that on.
I will see your swatch and I'll raise you. I've cast on and I'm halfway through the seed stitch pattern of the first chunk or the border of the outline.
Excellent.
So that happened this morning. After my crochet square, I set up and wound some cakes of yarn. And went, "Hey, kitten, let's play with more knitting needles." So after I finished chasing down the knitting needle, which had traveled across the living room floor,
right,
I was able to start my project.
Oh, I suppose we should mention, this is the A Pillow Canadian Knit Along. I don't know, it's got some ridiculous long name.
Oh, it's a very long name. It's being hosted out of the Fiber Friends out of Ontario, and we're participating. as one of fellow Canadian podcasters.
So this is a pattern out of the Canadian Afghan.
It's a Canadian Afghan book. Yeah,
I think the full title is A Canadian Afghan.
Yeah, I think so. I kind of want to get the book.
I might go in on a book with you. Kind of like some of the other blocks.
I like some of the other blocks. I think, yeah, maybe we'll talk about splitting the cost of a book.
So this is by GC Designs, and I'm doing mine out of Cascade 220 Superwash Merino in color 1 cream and color 29 red.
I'm doing mine out of the Estelle Worsted in a cranberry red and charcoal gray. So the pillow itself is red, and the A is going to be charcoal gray, which it occurred to me this morning as I was casting on, because it's a pillow form, I don't have to weave in ends, because the ends are on the inside. Oh my word, I had a hallelujah moment. And I went, sweet, it doesn't matter if my tails for my color work are long, nobody's gonna see it.
That's fantastic.
Love it! Just made me so much more excited about this project. It was great. All right. We're two apiece. You're up.
I guess it's my mom's birthday today as we're recording.
Oh, wow.
But she was visiting yesterday. And ages ago, she had handed over a scarf that her mom had knit for her in, like, the 60s or 70s. But it had gotten caught up in something at some point and had a few holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been sitting just waiting for me to have some matching yarn. And it turns out that this Cascade yarn that I got for the A pillow matches perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So I fixed those up and I gifted Mum her scarf back yesterday.
Woohoo!
For her birthday. So she was very pleased with that.
Yay for mending!
The scarf was... Did you know they had self-striping yarn back in the day? I didn't know that. I thought that was a relatively recent thing, but apparently they had self-striping yarn in the 60s or 70s.
I'm not shocked. They had a lot of things that I wouldn't have thought the 60s and 70s had that they did have. But, yeah.
Anyway, this thing was like white and light pink down into a slightly more raspberry kind of pink.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember you showing me when we were picking up the yarn so you could repair it.
So there was no way I was matching the pink, but the white matches beautifully, and the yarn even feels the same. I'm pretty sure that the scarf is actually out of some kind of acrylic and not wool, but...
That's okay.
It feels the same. And it's super wash yarn, so it'll wash the same.
We're good. Yeah, no, that's pretty much all it needs to be after a point.
So my mom was very happy with that. Apparently I did a good job on the repairs.
I'm glad. Happy birthday, Mommy. My mom's birthday's in August. I am working on my Zadie sweater. Actually, right now, as we talk, I am working on my Zadie sweater because I want to... It says 15 inches for the body or as long as you desire. But I really need 18 inches for it to hit properly. So I am well past inch 11.
Nice.
So I'm hoping to start my splits and stuff here shortly. But I am not a tiny woman, either in circumference or in depth of height. So
depth of height.
Depth of height. It doesn't work. In height, but I don't know, the word I wanted to find, I couldn't find. My brain went, and it wasn't happening, so. this Zadie sweater was a knit-along initially done by the Grocer Girls in the summer through Craftsy. I decided I wanted the yarn, and I liked the sweater, but I didn't want to participate in the knit-along, so I picked up the yarn and the sweater, and I'm currently working on it at my own pace. The yarn is the Cloud Born Fiber Yarn. In a charcoal tweed? Charcoal heather.
Slate heather? Something like that. It's in the show notes.
It's a dark heather, and it will be linked in the show notes, because I've mentioned it enough times.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost to the point now where I have enough body, I should take a picture and update the project page, so I think I will try to do that this week if I can. So work continues on that, mostly because I'm really enjoying sweater creation, and I'd like to start another one. So I need to finish this bad boy, so I have an excuse to start another one.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else have I worked on? So, I knit an entire hat.
Yes, you did.
But I was still on quite a few painkillers while I did it, so I don't really remember knitting this hat.
Best kind of hat.
So I just keep looking at this hat going, where did that come from? Because I honestly, I remember doing the crown decreases. This is the only part of the hat I remember actually doing. There's just this whole other part of a hat.
Best part of the hat to remember doing, since the crown decreases are really where it can get kind of tricky.
So, yeah.
You got a hat.
There's a hat. It is a hat for my friend who is in Australia right now.
Mm-hmm.
She will be back on Christmas Eve. And so all that's left to do, it's done, the ends are woven, and it's washed and as blocked as a one-by-one rib hat needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing it still needs is the giant faux fur pom-pom, which I was waiting to sew on until the hat was dry.
That makes sense. I finished my winter sky cowl.
Oh, wait, I didn't say the pattern.
You didn't?
I didn't. So this was the Really Warm Hat pattern by Melissa Labar. It is a free pattern on Ravelry, and I did it out of Cascade Lana Grande in a gray color. I think it's just some kind of numbered gray.
We're doing a lot of gray here. Ooh, my.
She specifically wanted gray.
That's fair. I'm working on my... I'm finished. Washed and blocked my Winter Sky cowl after I fetched it back from the kitten. Specifically told her not to lie on it while it was blocking, so she lied right beside it and then looked at me. Well, technically she was obeying, so I left her. I left it to dry blocking items in my I've warmed the temperature up because the kitten's there now, but it's still a fairly cool apartment and I prefer it that way because it's a basement suite. I actually have the blocked item, because it's a cowl, it's not that big, lying on the floor right by the space heater. So it should be done when I get home today.
Excellent.
And then all I have left to do is weave in my ends and we're good to go, so.
I'm excited to see that all done.
Mm-hmm. It's done in the Serpentina yarn from Manos de Uruguay in a electric pistachio green color.
Is that what it's actually called?
No.
Okay.
I've lost the bands. I have no idea what it's called, but it is a wonderfully cheerful green color.
I'll see if I can figure out pistachio, what color it is with the help of Google.
Maybe. With pistachio colored speckles in it, which just came up beautifully, like the colors pulled together just wonderfully well, so
it looks really
good. So I'll take some photos and update my project page and write down everything that way too. I suspect if I did it again I would cast on more stitches so I'd have a bigger length, because it's gonna be quite a short cowl for me and I prefer the longer ones.
Mm-hmm.
But that's got nothing to do with the pattern, that's just all personal preference. So
cool.
I'm super glad I made it.
I'm going to slightly segue into Yarn on the Go.
Okay.
While I was at the hospital, while I was waiting to go in for surgery, I started a corner-to-corner double crochet blanket.
Okay.
Using a Red Heart pattern. I think it's just called the Corner-to-Corner Throw by Catherine J. Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it out of Lion Brand yarn in some colors that I'll explain in a moment. But I was really pleased with myself because I was not too stressed enough that I could actually start the thing beforehand.
Uh-huh.
And then when I woke up, I'd been awake for, I don't know, maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I guess about 2 hours at that point. And I even was able to crochet with the IV in and all the painkillers, and I didn't muck it up.
Well,
I was really pleased with myself.
Well done. Well, yeah, I mean, and your surgery wasn't that big of a surgery. It was a nice short day surgery, so
yeah,
that helped you out a bunch.
Yeah.
Mine was a nice long one.
Yep. You got 2 nights in the hospital.
I did. I also was, I think I went in at 9 a.m. and I saw everybody at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon before I was out of recovery and in my room. So like, I had a bigger surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine barely lasted 2 hours, so.
Yeah, no, mine was quite big. Which is fine. Mine was a little more in-depth than yours.
I should mention the colors of my blanket.
You should!
So the color inspiration for this blanket is, it's ultimately going to be, I guess, a wedding present for my fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been designing a house coat of arms.
He has been, I remember this.
And so the colors of that are black and white for one part and red and gold for another.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, for my colors, Black Canyon, which is a super dark gray, kind of heathered color.
Mm-hmm.
I have Acadia, which is a sort of cream white, so it's not a harsh white. I have Yellowstone for the gold, and I have Redwood for the red. And it's actually coming out all together quite nicely. If I can... Because I don't think I've showed you this at all, and I haven't taken any pictures of it yet. I will pull it out and show you.
Absolutely.
Quite pleased with this thing. I think the hook fell out, whatever. Na-na!
Oh my! Now that's coming together really nice.
So I'm quite pleased with my non-mucking it up-ness, because I was working on this while I was quite high on painkillers.
You know what? Yeah. No, that's always a question, because I worked on my boneyard shawl quite stoned out of my brain on painkillers as well, too, and that seemed to go really well for me. So I'm astounded at what you can do while your mental faculties are quite... Woo!
Yep, double crochet shells. Can confirm you can do that on really good pain meds.
Great.
So that's all my stuff.
I have two smaller things. Saturday, due to food allergy poisoning, completely self-inflicted, when I was feeling better, I decided I needed something non-thinky. So I pulled out my grandmother's favorite dishcloth pattern and started making dishcloths. I'm running an experiment. I have bought two of the great big skeins of cotton yarn, speckled, colored, it didn't matter. And I bought two for a specific reason. I want to see how many dishcloths I can get on average out of a skein, out of like the big, beefy ones.
Okay.
So that's the idea. And I bought one, and then I was talking with my mom, and my mom's like, you should pick up another one. She's like, because then you have the average over two, because it's an approximation of yardage, not an actual yardage thing. They'll be pretty close because they're machine done, but that way you'll have a really good idea of how far you can get across to continuous skein sets. I'm like, true. So that made sense. So I'm well on my way to do it. I think I've done like 5 dishcloths on Saturday.
Wow.
All I want to do is knit dishcloths.
Okay.
Which I suppose works fine because I want to sell them at craft markets and stuff in the summer, but I don't know why, but the dishcloth kick is huge. And it's the, it's the Handcrafter cotton yarn from Bernay. I just bought it at Michael's because I just needed 100% cotton yarn. And I needed a good sturdy one, and they do a good sturdy cotton.
Nice. I saw the pictures. I really like the speckly yarn for a dishcloth.
Yeah, it's turning out really nice. It gives a nice little pops of color, so that's good. So I've been working on that and fiddling around with the pattern because I can. The only other thing I've been sort of puttering with is my Dragon's Rest shawl. And I do mean puttering because we're at the big part for the fingers. So when you sit down, you're committed to a 9-row repeat from start to finish. So I've only done the repeat once.
Right.
So it's several more repeats to do. But that's when I'm in and I'm done and I'm just listening to an audiobook, because I can then just sit down and go through and do that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It's good. But that's
I'm excited to see that too.
It's going to be so good.
I think that's everything we're working on.
It is. Let's do some yarn on the go.
I talked about mine mostly already. I was working on my blanket at the hospital.
You did.
Lots of blanketing at the hospital.
Which is fun. My yarn went with me, but I didn't actually have to pull it out. My doctor's appointments were in and out. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and we were done. So I was motoring pretty on time, and I didn't have to have my eyes dilated at my eye doctor. Super rare when that happens.
Sounds like fun.
I always like it when I don't have to call for rescue. After that appointment. Because sometimes they're not available to rescue me, so that's about all. Otherwise, I've pretty much been at home. I haven't been doing a lot of traveling.
All right. Well, that was a very short yarn on the go.
It is.
Wool gathering?
That's almost all you, my dear.
Ah. All right, then. Well, I was on Saturday teaching our friend to knit.
You were?
Our friend who has been joining us for Dungeons & Dragons on Saturdays. She came over early, and we did some knitting, and
she looked very proud of her work when I saw her.
She took to it very, very well.
She took to it like a duck to water?
Sure.
You know you don't want a wordage here? You can tell we're audio podcasters for a living. All the wordage.
We don't make a living doing this.
Well, I'm trying to.
But yeah, I think our brains seem to work the same way. I'm gonna say it's because, like, I'm a software engineer and she's a mechanical engineer.
Possibly.
So we seem to have the same method of learning, so it made my teaching job really, really easy.
It can, especially if you have the similar learning styles, yeah.
So I, like, showed her something twice, and then she figured out on her own how to read her knitting. I didn't have to tell her anything about that.
Good. That's always good. That means not only was she open to learning, she's excited to learn.
Mm-hmm.
She's very excited to show me what progress she'd made. So, like, I'm really hoping we've sort of, like, made a lifetime knitter out of her. Because, you know, more people need to drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the
Kool-Aid! And I sort of suggested the sockhead cowl pattern. Or I guess we both kind of did.
We did, yeah, because we both looked at it and that just really seemed to be the best one for what she was looking for.
Well, it turns out that's actually really not what she was looking for. So I kind of invented a pattern.
Okay.
So now what we're working on is just a very long scarf. And then I recommended she just knit the scarf out of that one ball of yarn.
Yeah.
And then buy a second ball of that yarn and I'll figure out a hood pattern.
So she's very picky about the hood, was she?
She was very particular. Had to have a hood.
Okay.
She wants the scarf that wraps around a lot of times with a hood.
Okay.
So I just have to figure out how to write a pattern for a hood and explain it to her before there's a scarf to show her on.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how that part's going to go, but it'll be very interesting.
Or could we get it to work so that if we do it all, because she wants the hood, right? Could we do one where,
this all having to happen very soon because she's going to school in BC and thus leaving in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. We'll have to we'll talk off air, but I think we'll be able to figure something out where she won't, I don't think she'll fully understand what we want her to do, but it'll be magic when it's finished,
mm-hmm.
which might be the best way to do it. I have an idea. I'll talk to you about it off air.
Okay. Yeah, that's my wool gathering.
Me and Leva continue to enjoy our David's tea. We don't always agree. She's fine. She's fine. He didn't like the organic jasmine one. I really did, but we both liked the North African mint, so it's like redeeming. But yeah, mostly I've been watching everybody's doing their Vlogmas. Like even Lockbriar Knits is doing a Vlogmas, and this is so cool. So tomorrow I'm filming with a friend for her Vlogmas. Going to be a guest person.
Ooh.
Which is very exciting. We're going to talk about disabilities and the questions that we sometimes get from people who are not disabled. So it should be good. At the very least, it'll be funny because, boy, I have good stories. But most of my wool gathering has been working on getting the sock chatter thread up and active and ready to go. Which I don't have a ton of time for at the moment. I am currently prepping for 14 people for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you have fun with that.
And before we know it, we'll be here, and I'd rather get it done in little bits so that I don't have to stress the day before Christmas.
Yep. Do it now.
Do it now. Get it done with. So the day before Christmas, all I have to do is get up in the morning, make myself breakfast, lunch, and reheat my vegetarian dishes, which I'm going to cook the night before.
That sounds smart.
Aren't I a genius?
Yes.
But that's it.
That is. We are on to events. We're just rocketing through the end of this podcast.
Why not? We babbled a lot at the beginning, so.
This makes up for it. All right. So, for events. Currently going along. Going along. Wow. Going on is the Grinch Along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is hosted by the Knitmore Girls. Starting December 1st, you are supposed to stop knitting Christmas presents for this year.
Yes.
I am failing at it. You are doing it quite successfully.
Oh, I'm super good. I was done on just the 31st. How many days are in November? 30 days?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I schedule people for a living. Okay.
Knowing which day the end is words.
Words?
Wow, apparently
It is words.
It is words. Apparently I can't think and look at other words at the same time.
Okay, so long as you know where
so I'm just gonna struggle. I'm going to look back over here and not look at the words.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Which works good. It took me, I think I was saying, yeah, it took 2 years before I was able to actually fully get into it, and I am never not going to Grinch Along. Whether I win prizes or not is irrelevant. Now, don't get me wrong. I would love to have a made by Jasmine and Gigi, but mostly Gigi Grinch Along bag. That'd be freaking awesome!
Oh, I love their little Grinch Along stitch markers.
Are they so cute?
Cutest things.
Ah, they're so adorable. So, but yeah, no, I don't worry about that so much, but it's, they're right, reclaiming part of that holiday for yourself and for the joy that it brings you is just absolutely one of the best decisions I've ever made. Hard, because nobody understands about your Christmas present making in September, but that's fine. Meh.
You're knitting. You're always knitting. You're just a crazy knitting person.
I am a crazy knitting person, and I love it.
Wouldn't want to be any other way.
Not really, no.
Something else that started December 1st, which we've kind of already talked about, is the A Canadian Pillow Knit Along.
Yes.
I have I've looked, tried to figure out what the proper name of this knit-along is, and it's like six different things in eight different places, so it's the A-pillow
knit-along.
Knit-along.
Yeah. Well, I think the best we could do is probably link to the Fiber Friends podcast on YouTube. They'll probably be your best bet, because they're one of the primary...
Yeah, I've got Fiber Friends and Codependent Knitters listed here.
Absolutely.
Also, a link to the A Canadian Afghan A ebook on Ravelry, and the very first link in this chunk where it says A Canadian Pillow Knittle Cal, yes, is a link to the chatter thread.
Oh, perfect.
Which I did manage to find.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Ow. Don't whack your hand.
I whacked my elbow.
Don't whack that
on the table.
That also hurts.
Yep, it does.
Completely unrelated news that nobody's going to see. Look, I smashed my finger the other day. Didn't it look pretty?
Ooh.
Oh, it's so angry at me.
Starting January 1st, we have two of our own knit-alongs coming up.
We have two of our own knit-alongs, and I'm doing a mystery knit-along.
Oh, you are doing the mystery knit-along.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I posted it on Instagram. It's happening.
Okay.
Or YouTube. I commented it somewhere on the Cozy Up with the Stitch and Sisters thing, so it's totally happening. But on the 1st of January, we're starting our Shannon Cook podcast anniversary along.
Yeah.
Ooh, we need to think of some hashtags.
Yeah.
Jocelyn says, well, she looks at the person who does the computery things.
Yeah.
And by I mean you.
I'm looking at all these words in front of me. I'm trying to think what would look good with a hashtag in front of it.
I don't know. We'll have to decide by the 1st of January so we can see people's Instagram photos.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, it was looking good. We had some questions in the thread, which, yes, if you already know what pattern you'd like to do for the Shannon Cook podcast anniversary along, please feel free to start it now.
I have
no problem.
I have my pattern printed and my yarn selected. I'm going to do the Rivers wrap, and I'm so excited to cast it on. I'm going to finish these darn mittens.
And that's it. We're diving in.
And then I'm starting.
I have some other things on my plate up to the 1st of January, so I probably won't start till the 1st of January. But if you have your stuff picked and you're ready to go, please, please start early. Heavens.
Go for it.
Go for it. So not a problem. The other thing that starts on the 1st of January, we're going to do the Year of the Sock?
Question mark?
I like that we have the question on the end of that. I think that's how that's going to stay. Theoretically, I get the information posted up into a chat thread here shortly. I will make no promises, for I have a super helpful helper. And boy, does she love to help when I'm on the computer.
She's a very cute furry helper.
I might actually try to get some video of her chasing the mouse on the computer screen, so everybody can understand how helpful she is. Oy vey. So we'll do, because she sits with like her butt on the keyboard.
Is she heavy enough to press the keys?
No, we're not. We actually have to be walking to push the keys. We're just sitting. It's fine. We might just be a little over 2 kilograms now. Like, we're not very heavy and we're not very big. We're tiny and a troublemaker. Troublemaker. So I'll see if I can do that. So you can understand the complications it is with me working on Ravelry on my computer right now. Or I'll get frustrated and do it on my phone, which, by the way, she also likes to help me on.
Right.
She's decided I'm done with my phone. She steps on it till it does something. Stop making noise. Okay. Thanks, Kat.
Well, I'm glad you've got a smartphone-enabled cat.
I have a smartphone-enabled cat.
I think that's the episode title.
That might actually be the episode title, yeah. So hopefully with luck that gets up. But as of the 1st of January, every month, every time you complete a pair of socks, get an entry for a grand prize at the end of the year because you've knit 12 new pairs of socks. You want to throw a whip in there? That's fine. You got what do they call it? A hoe? A half-done object?
Ooh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got one sock and you need to do the second sock and you want to use it to get over your second sock syndrome? Absolutely. You've knit socks for so many years, you're like, really, Jocelyn, socks? Jocelyn says, pick a new heel, pick a new toe. Do a crazy thigh-high cabled stocking. Mm. Do something new.
Yep.
Challenge yourself.
I'm excited
Expand
for the sock
your
thing.
Horizons. Let's do the new fun and funky sock thing. I've never knit socks, so I'm excited. I've actually caked up the skein of yarn I picked up last time.
Oh, the holiday yarn?
Yeah, I don't care. That's holiday yarn. January 1st, that's what I'm casting on.
Do it up.
I'm going to try a toe-up vanilla sock. It might be vanilla is the new black. It might just be my sort of modified sock recipe from your sock recipe, just so that I can get dimensions and measurements figured out for my not insignificant foot size. And quite frankly, if my foot was smaller, I would look funny. My foot is proportional to the height of my person.
Agreed.
So this is good. So if I can figure that out per one scan and I know how big the socks are per scan, then I know exactly what I'm looking at for socks when I'm looking at other sock things. So we'll see which one I start with. It doesn't matter. We are obviously not eligible for prizes in our own knit-alongs.
Aww.
I know, it's sad. But I do have some birthday podcast anniversary stuff coming in that I think you will really enjoy that is for us. So we're learning
So
how
excited.
socks, and we're going to make something from Shannon Cook next year, which is amazing because oh my God, she makes amazing things. I only have 50 billion objects of hers in my wish list. Oh, hey, I'm going to have to pick one. That's going to be hard. It is.
Excited. So many things. There's so many things to knit.
So many things.
I need to knit. I need to knit more right now.
Absolutely.
Right this very second.
Right this very second. The other thing that starts on January 1st for me is I'm going to participate in the My Sister's Shawl Mystery Knit Along being hosted by the Cozy Up with the Stitchin' Sisters.
Slight segue. Was it Midknit Cravings dyed up some yarn specifically for that? That's that speckly one. I am so in love with that yarn. I want a whole sweater out of it.
I know.
I
I
want
know.
it so
I
bad.
know. Guess who lives in Saskatoon near Midknit Cravings? My parents.
Oh.
I know.
This is not good for my wallet.
So dangerous.
This is so bad for my wallet.
And so good at the same time. And he was telling my girlfriend Erica about it. I should share a link. Did you see the link I posted on YouTube? Her dad does Santa?
I vaguely remember something about this.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's like, Erica. She's like, oh, honey, I'll hook you up. I'm like, love you. She's the one who sent me the unicorn snot.
Right, this friend. Okay, good.
Which is electric pink glitter hair gel called unicorn snot.
It
Just
looks
because.
like unicorn snot, exactly like what you'd imagine it to look like.
Absolutely. When she decided she saw it and I liked it, so I needed to have it. So she just sent it to me. I'm like, yes, I did. And I thank you from the bottom of my soul because it brings me great joy to just look at this and go, I own a unicorn snot. And then I rarely wear it because Mr. B hates sparkles.
Pshaw.
But you know what? I go places without him. And in which case, I do wear it. Because then I can say, oh, it's unicorn snot in my hair. With a straight face! Oh my gosh, I'm amazing. It's a thing.
I've
But
gotten
yeah.
totally sidetracked. What were we talking about?
We were talking events, and I just finished talking about the Cozy Up with the Stitchin' Sisters.
Right.
And we got distracted by Midknit Cravings, which makes amazing yarn.
Right, yes, you were going to actually talk about the knit along.
I was going to talk about the
Okay,
knit
sorry,
along.
I'll stop interrupting.
That's okay. It's going to require 3 skeins, 1 speckle, 2 solid or kettle dyed colors. I'm contemplating possibly doing it out of Creek Garden Crafts cotton. Because if I like it and my mom likes it, if it's done out of a cotton, I can wear it in the summertime. Whereas I cannot wear wool in the summer. It doesn't matter what kind of wool, I find it way too hot because I run warm.
Yeah.
So if I make it out of the cotton and Creek Garden Crafts does some amazing cotton dyeing, might have to happen. So we will see how that goes. So I have to make some decisions here shortly and ordering me some yarn. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm still kind of tempted to take down my Noble Ruby Design skein that I have, because it is a beautiful, speckly variegated yarn that I think would look great as color 2, and pick a color 1 and color 3 based off that anyway, so we'll see. What
I'm
floats my
seeing many
boat?
shawls in your future.
I also have like 50 billion of them in my project bin, so it's a thing. I don't lack from things to do.
Nope.
I think for the moment that's it for us for events. January 1st, a bunch more will probably pop up in our queue, but that's because then we're into 2018 and it makes sense to talk about 2018 stuff in 2018.
Yep.
So the stuff that's coming up later we can mention later. Which works.
All right.
Ta-da! No review this week. We'll have a review next week.
Yep. Things were busy this week.
You know what? It happens to all of us.
We'll review something Christmassy next week.
Yes, I have several Christmassy books, including the guys who did the 55 Christmas Balls to Knit have a YouTube channel. I was
Oh.
watching their holiday where they chatted and knitted a Christmas ball at the same time. It
Oh,
was super
fun.
fun. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Manu Carlos and, oh man, they're Norwegian and I've forgotten their names. Can we link it in the show notes?
Yes.
Good, because I'll send you the link. It's really nice to watch. So I'm thinking, yeah, we need to do that. I haven't made any this year because I know I'm getting some as a present, But my goal is to be able to transfer over and have all of my Christmas ornaments knitted. And no sparkles.
No sparkles.
Because of a certain drama queen. I love him to bits. I really do. I must. I'm changing my Christmas tree ornaments for him. I must love him. He's the only sign there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Also, it means if someone chews on them, she's at least not eating glitter.
Jeez, cat. Sparkle cat.
Oh my god, she had so much sparkle on her. It was obscene! that's it for us for the week. Holy Hannah.
Yeah. Shall we close this thing out?
Let's close this bad boy out.
Alright. So, you can find us on Ravelry, Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest as Northern Knits Podcast. Our blog with all our show notes is at northernknitspodcast.com. You can also email us at northernknitspodcast@gmail.com. Jocelyn, where can you be found on the internet?
I'm concisively found on the internet as Amber Dragon. I'm most active on the Ravelry and Instagram page, so if you want to get a hold of us, it's usually me.
Generally, yes.
Though I might belay some of the sock questions to you, because you have more experience with socks than I do.
Whole two pairs.
Yes, you do. You know what? It counts. The point is experimentation. But yeah, no, that's the quickest places to find me. Once you found me there, you can find me everywhere.
All right.
Not hard.
I can be found on Instagram as Firewater and Fiber. That's F-I-B-E-R. And I'm on Ravelry as Wool Rat. That is wool hyphen rat. I'm also on Twitter as Artemis_134.
That works.
And that's everything.
That's us. Woo, we survived another week. We're 1 week closer to Christmas. 1 week closer to Christmas. I'm still singing the hippopotamus song in my head, and I don't care.
I'm excited for cookies.
I'm excited for everything. I really just like Christmas. I enjoy all the visiting, holiday time. And yeah, I guess if you want to have a Christmassy apartment, you might want to do that.
Yeah, I held out all the Christmas stuff last week, and it's still sitting in the dining room in its box.
Oh, well, I can help you with that.
Yeah, you want to decorate for Christmas?
Sure, I'll help you decorate for Christmas.
Okay, well, we're going to go decorate for Christmas. Absolutely. And probably make some tea, and...
Well, in which case, until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
Saying no matter where your week takes you,
don't forget to knit.